I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. Lift your cooking to a new level with vinaigrettes, butter sauces, chocolate sauces, and more. A conversation with Martha Holmberg, author of the new cookbook, Modern Sauces, in about 15 minutes. And later, as part of the American Graduate Project examining causes and solutions to the high school dropout problem, I'll talk with Dr. Anthony Smith, Assistant Superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
The full Cincinnati Council has approved the nearly 20 documents needed to adopt the city's 2013 budget. It takes the city manager's recommended budget and makes some 10 changes to it. Some of those include keeping the police department's mounted patrol program, maintaining income tax reciprocity, and restoring funding for human services and arts grants. The budget framework allows the city manager to continue with efforts to let a private company operate some of the city's parking facilities. That issue has created a lot of discussion in the community, and many people are telling council to oppose it. Councilmember Wendell Young responds this way.
I haven't heard anybody come up with a better plan. I haven't heard anybody say, here's the way to do it better. So I would simply suggest that, you know, for those, especially those in the public, because we're all getting bombarded with, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But I don't know how many of us are getting bombarded. I certainly have not been with solutions to the problem.
The city manager balanced the 2013 budget with revenue from the parking proposal. Councilmember Charlie Winburn made it clear he's against it.
Anyone on this council, you can fix it up any kind of way you want to. You can cover it up with certain niceties or complexities. You can put a dress on it. You can put pants on it. You can put lipstick on it. This is called privatizing city services.
The full council would have to vote on the actual contract with a private firm, and that's likely in February or March. The governors of Ohio and Kentucky have formally agreed to work together to build a new bridge between Cincinnati and Covington. One study is underway, and another one will be shortly. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear.
We already have an idea of what the new bridge could look like, and we already know where the new bridge would go and how it will fit in with the existing bridge. But other very important issues remain to be decided, not the least of which are who will build it and how exactly will it be funded.
Both Beshear and John Kasich say tolls will be part of the package. That doesn't make the Northern Kentucky Tea Party happy. Garth Kuhnhein says tolls are taxes and there's got to be a better way.
They're trying to convince us to drink the Kool-Aid and to swallow that pill.
Highway officials are now trying to piece together the estimated $2.5 billion the bridge will cost. They say workers will have a shovel in the ground in 2014, with the new bridge taking a couple of years to build. The Metropolitan Sewer District plans to raise rates 5% each year for the next 5 years. That's lower than the 8% rates increased in 2012. Sewer District Director Tony Parrott says the smaller projected increases are possible because of reduced costs related to changes in a project along the Lower Mill Creek. MSD is undertaking a multi-billion dollar system upgrade required under the Clean Water Act and a federal consent decree. Hamilton County Commissioners are scheduled to vote on the MSD budget next week. Cincinnati Council could vote next week on an ordinance overhauling the way the city collects garbage. The Budget and Finance Committee approved the plan this week. The new law will end the practice of picking up anything a resident places at the curb. Budget Director Leah Erickson says instead a household would get a 32, 64, or 96-gallon container for trash. Anything that doesn't fit in it won't be collected.
We would have a five-phase rollout based on your trash collection day, and the whole ordinance would actually go into effect from an enforcement perspective in October after all of the carts are rolled out. And so, there's plenty of time for a communication strategy. There'll be meetings with community councils. There'll be mailings. There'll be plenty of notice to affected individuals.
Erickson says biweekly yard waste collection would resume in April, and after that, no grass clippings or leaves would be allowed to be mixed in with other trash. Cincinnati would only be collecting garbage from 1 to 4 dwelling units in the city. Mixed use or commercial buildings would have to contract with a private firm for waste pickup. University of Cincinnati President Santa Ono will keep that title for 10 years. UC's trustees this week voted unanimously to offer Ono a 10-year contract. He'll make a base salary of $525,000 per year to be reviewed annually. Ono's also eligible for bonuses. He'll also have use of a university vehicle and be reimbursed for job-related travel and entertainment expenses. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.